You know, I was going to start off this episode by, like, singing you a song, but I don't want to be copyrighted. I was going to start singing Happy Birthday. A, I didn't want to get copyright, but B, your birthday's already passed, so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't get that opportunity.
That's all right.
Well,
next year.
Well, maybe. Well, I hope you all understand why we missed last week's episode. I gave you a little bit of a hint just now. It was someone's birthday.
Me!
Well, I was going to let them guess. But yeah, it was Madison's 25th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Time flies when you're having birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
So, 25, how's it feel?
It feels great.
You feel the same.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. It only gets worse from here.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
You're welcome. But hello, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us again on this lovely Sunday evening. My name is JT. I am one of your hosts of the Couples Conversation Podcast. And with me, I have my lovely, amazing 25-year-old co-host.
That's me.
That's Madison. If you're a new listener, we do these, they're this podcast every Sunday, and we talk about just random things. This week, you probably already guessed what we're going to be talking about, because it's in the title. It's a celebration. Because we weren't able to give you guys an episode last week, Madison is gracefully going to go over how her birthday was.
Yeah.
To me, it wasn't a birthday. It was a birth week, like, for her.
Weekend extravaganza.
It didn't even start. I guess it started on Friday. So, yeah. It was a lot.
Thursday.
It was a lot. So, Madison, would you like to start us off?
Sure.
Madison is also eating a cupcake, by the way. So, what kind of cupcake is it?
I can't remember. I was like, maybe like chocolate chip cheesecake.
Mmm, that sounds delicious.
Cupcake.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I kind of, might have one later. Mm.
Okay, well, this is the only one.
That's the only cupcake left?
No, this is the only flavor.
Oh, then I'm okay. I'm okay.
Well, you can have a bite while I'm talking.
That's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't multitask.
But you're just listening.
Yeah, and chewing.
And chewing and listening? You mm-hmm. can't chew and listen at the same time?
It's a very hard thing
buddy.
To do.
Oh, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I will talk about my birthday extravaganza. And it was only an extravaganza because a lot of stuff just happened to happen on my birthday weekend. And it's not because I wanted this extravaganza, because it was totally fun. But I wasn't planning this extravaganza for months. The only thing that I had planned was my birthday party. And that was the last hurrah. So let me start at the beginning, okay? And that is on Thursday, the 17th, 16th, Thursday the 16th. We went out to dinner, just our family and JT's family's parents and my parents and Evan, and it was just us at dinner, and it's so nice because we don't get to have that chance to have all of our little family come together that often.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a nice little Italian restaurant here in town, and that was so nice, and I got to open presents from both the parents, and it was so nice, such good gifts. I'm happy that they're my family. And then we go to Friday, and Friday, me and JT went to the movies and saw Trolls 3 Band Together. That movie was so stinking cute.
It was great. I really enjoyed that one.
It was all about boy bands and just the fun of them and teamwork and family building. Like, it was wonderful. We highly recommend it. Great music, great jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just so good.
All around a great movie. I do think it's kid friendly.
It's a kid movie.
But there are jokes for adults. And
yeah.
if you get it right then, it hits a lot better than if you're like, wait, what? Like they're pretty good. I'll say that. I'll give them that. They're pretty good.
So That was Friday. And then leading into Saturday, we woke up and went to the last Memphis Tiger home game for football. Mm-hmm. With JT's parents, us, and our friend. And then a couple of Debbie's friends came and met us. And so all of us woke up early to go to this game, and we had such a blast at this game. Sadly, they did not win.
Yeah.
It was the last home game. I wish they could have won, but they've won a lot this season, so they're doing really, really good. But it was kind of sad to hear them lose. And then after that, we came home and rested for a little bit, and then we went back to the movie theater with Mackenzie, me and JT, and then my parents, and we all went to go see
Hunger Birds.
The Hunger Games.
Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
There we go. The big title. And so we saw that. That movie was so riveting, so intense. It was a really good story, really good movie. However, I read the book prior to the movie, and the movie was exactly picked out of that book. But from a non-book reader, was still a very good reader, a very good movie, right?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed this movie. This was a weekend of really good movies to go watch. Again, Madison had shown me the previous four Hunger Games movies. I really enjoyed them. I thought they were good. And then she was like, so this movie that we're about to see is technically the fifth one in the franchise, but it's the first one in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, I kind of like that. It gives a background into what we already know. I am a person that needs to fill holes, like connectivity and continuity. And this one did exactly that. It definitely answered some questions, and it brought me back to okay, when I'm watching the first few movies and I'm like, you know, okay, I had questions about the character Snow, and
mostly character building.
Yeah, and this one did a really good job at character building of this character of Snow. Lucy Gray is also one of the main characters in the movie, and she's fantastic as well. I thought the story went. I mean, it's a 2.5 hour movie, so it has its lulls and it has its exciting moments. But to me, because in this movie we're in the 10th Hunger Games. We're not the first, but the 10th. So 9 years have passed since the very first one, but it still felt so new.
It was very new.
They had some things implemented into it, but it still felt like super new, super in its infancy stage.
They're still trying to get all the kinks out of mm-hmm. how the games work.
Yeah. Overall, it was a great movie. Now, to compare the two, I don't think you can. It's apples and oranges. I had a blast in Trolls because I love that kind of music, and really NSYNC formed back again to sing one last song, or to sing a new song, and I was jamming out. I've been jamming out to that song ever since they released it.
Oh, yeah.
But Hunger Games was a more sit down, watch, really delve into the story and stuff. Mm-hmm. So both are different in different aspects, but both are great movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So that was Saturday. And then moving on to Sunday. Sunday morning, we went to breakfast with me, JT, and Mackenzie. Had a nice little breakfast. And then we shopped around Target. And then after that, we went to his grandma's house and had a tiny Thanksgiving with his family. It was really nice to get all together with them. And then after that night, we had my birthday party. And my birthday party was a driving scavenger hunt. So I had to break up all my guests into teams. And I did this prior, but people came and didn't come in. So I had to rearrange a whole bunch of different names. But I got them all figured out. And I gave each team a bandana color. And so we had the purple, the greens, and the blues. and they picked a driver. I texted out the list, and I said, go bring back these items. It was either bring back an item or take a picture of an item. And we said, go. And we went, and it was such a blast. Everyone loved themselves. We ran around the tiny city of Bartlett just to grab some things. All of us, all the teams actually went into, ended up at someone's house, like their own person's house. And so I thought that was pretty funny. It was a lot of fun. My team did not win. JT's team did not win.
Should have.
No, it did not. Our third team, the green team, won, and I'm so proud of them because they worked really hard and did things right the first time. Whereas my team and JT's team had to leave and try to fix something and come back, and it just did not work.
Look, so. I'll tell you this. I am a competitive person, and when you give me something that I'm going to get done, I'm going to get it done in the most technical and most sound way as possible. And what that means is we're going to go find everything that we need to find, which we did. And when I run into the birthday girl at a Walgreens and I ask her, hey, none of the signs here say clearance. Is it okay if we use the, like a sale sign? And she says,
sure.
Sure. If it's marked down, it's technically clearance. Okay, so the birthday girl gave us in the okay, but you know, the one that we're celebrating gave us the okay that instead of finding a sign that says clearance, you find a sign that has a marked down price, which is clearance. Okay, cool. That's fine. I understand that. I get it. We didn't take a picture of something that said clearance. Fine. You gave us the okay to use something different. Okay, that's mark number one. Mark number two, Madison, what did you, in the rules, I want you to explain to the listeners what you told, what at the very beginning, when you set us on our teams, and before we had our 2 minutes to deliberate and go out and find it, what were the three things you told us at the very beginning?
No reckless driving.
Ah, no, you can stop there. You can stop there. That's all I needed to hear. No reckless driving. I almost got hit twice by some of the competitors. Not going to name names, but that is reckless driving. So.
You shouldn't have been walking by their car.
I wasn't. Yeah. I was getting into my own car, and they were driving past me. So, if we are going off of technicalities, and if we are going off of breaking the rules, we should have won. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, to my defense about the clearance sign, I did not make up the list. Therefore, a team listened to another team who's their competitor and listened to what they said. Okay? So that is y'all's fault.
But you are the birthday girl. It would be different. So? It would be different if I went up to Mackenzie and I said, hey, we can't find any clearance. Can y'all? And she says no, but marked down is different. That's different.
No, you take out the birthday part. You just know that I'm a competitor.
No.
It's not the fact that I'm no, like a birthday you girl. Are I did not make girl. This list. It doesn't matter. I did not create anything.
Doesn't matter.
Y'all listen to another team, so doesn't that was matter. On y'all.
Okay, well, even if that, I almost died twice.
No, you did not.
Are we not you're
gonna, exaggerating. You're so dramatic.
Are we not going to, like, you know, talk about this? Like,
it just happened, okay?
Your own husband almost died, and all you're worried about is you.
You're so dramatic.
Anyways, in my heart, we won.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. So anyway, after we came back, found out the winners, who they were, we had pizza and cupcakes and had the fire pit going and opened presents. And it was so fun to have another birthday party.
It was fun.
Another
was...
time to have people over at the house. Haven't had that in a little while. So it was so nice to see everyone. Got some good things. So
yeah.
It was, and then it kind of continued on to Monday where I got to hang out with Amber, and she took me to lunch, and then we did an escape room together. So that was kind of my birthday gift from her, because she was not able to make it to the party this weekend. And so, so that was my birthday extravaganza. It was a blast. But then the next day, JT came home from work with an ear infection.
Not just one ear infection. No.
But two ear infections.
Double ear infection. Tuesday, I was at work, and I just felt like poop. Like, I mean, I just felt terrible. And I was like, I need to go home. I do not feel well at all. I went home, and I think I slept the rest of that day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was out. So then I went to the minor med on Wednesday morning, like, right as they opened up, and went in there, told the doctor what was up. She said, okay, well, you know, let me look into your, you know, do the whole doctor checkup thing. She looked, you know, deep in my... into my throat to see if I had a scratchy throat or whatever. It was a little red, she said, but nothing too concerning. And then she poked the thing in my ear, turned slightly to the right on each side, and said, "Ah, yep, you have an ear infection." I said, "Oh, lovely." So that was what I did the rest of the week. Been taking ear drops four times or
oh,
four ear. Well, we still have tonight. Four drops in each ear, three times a day for 7 days.
Yep.
It's a lot, and I hate it. I hate it so much, but I am getting better. My ears aren't hurting as bad. There's still moments to where, like, I can feel it, you know. It's hard to explain. You just have to feel it. And so, yeah, we're doing the most and making the most, so.
Yeah, so for two, so I was also, we'll just lead into, like, a... look back, look forward, because it's basically what this episode was. So, looking back, it was my Thanksgiving break, and so I was off the entire week, Monday through Friday, and so I go back to work tomorrow.
Which is crazy,
after being,
by the way,
off for a week.
I don't mean to interrupt, but that's crazy. When I was in school, I remember only being off for like 1 or 2 days.
Yes, me too.
But then you come in here and you're like, oh yeah, I'm off for the entire week. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, we got off the whole week. It was so nice. So for two whole days, I did not leave the house, didn't put any real clothes on besides pajamas, and I laid in bed the whole day, 2 days. Like, it was so nice. Like, I really needed that reset, I think. And then, of course, the... last week we had our Thanksgiving, and me and JT and his parents met up with his aunt and uncle down at Southland Casinos, and we had a ginormous buffet there.
Oh my goodness.
It was so delicious. So delicious.
Yeah, it was like, oh, so good. When I tell you it was good, I'm telling you guys, if you've never been to Southland Casino in Arkansas, go. Stop what you're doing and go.
Yeah.
Because it is delicious. Their buffet is fantastic.
Tons of choices. I didn't even get half of what they offered.
Oh, no. Not even, I wouldn't even say, not even close to a half.
Oh, yeah, no.
I will say, Madison found out she is a pro at eating crab legs.
I'm not a pro.
Okay, look, you are cracking those things open like they were nothing. What? And I'm over here struggling. And I've had crab legs before.
I was hungry.
I guess so. Yeah, Storm said ruff ruff. But what I will say is both Madison and I did gamble. Madison, would you like to tell the people out there how much we came home with?
Zero!
Okay, I was going to say drum roll, please. Yeah. Came home with nothing.
That's all right. Better luck next time.
Yeah. Madison and I aren't gamblers. We've never... I mean, we have, but, like, when we went on a cruise this summer, I played some of the slots there and also didn't win. So, I'm just not good at gambling. I mean, I know it's all luck-based, but, like, I like the idea of it. I think it's fun, and the possibility of winning something is always intriguing. However, whenever I do play, I always lose.
Yeah,
so
it's all right.
It was funny, too, because Madison's like, if you get up... So I put $20 into a machine, and Madison's like, if you get up, like, more than 20, cash out. And I said, okay. I got up to, like, $22, and she's like, cash out, cash out. And I was like, no, I'm on a roll. And then I lost every single time after that.
Yep.
So.
Should have listened.
I should have listened. But Yeah, yeah. All in all, it was a fun day. Came back and fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. Passed out. Yeah, yeah. Rest of the day.
Yes.
It was so nice. And then Friday, we decided to do a little bit of shopping. Oh, and we did our own escape room. That's what we did. Yes. Friday morning. Mm-hmm. That was so fun. So the one with me and Amber, we did one that was you were stuck in a Christmas movie verse, and so we went to three rooms, and it was all Christmas movie based. And then me and JT did a roller rink, and it actually had a small roller rink. It was so cool.
It was really cool.
It was like set in the 90s, so everything was 90s themed, and your high school rivalry locked you in the roller rink and you had to get out. So basically that's was the premise of our thing, and we got out with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to spare. We were drawing down to the wire. Really close.
Yeah,
but it was such a blast. So fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think I like escape rooms. They make your brain think and work hard, and that's exactly what this one did.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, we had a really fun time, and I highly recommend it. If you've never done an escape room, go do it. Then on Saturday, we really didn't do much. Kind of decorated the house a little bit for Christmas.
Yep.
Haven't gotten the tree up yet, so that is something that we're going to do this week. It's simply because it's just, I mean, we've had, like, no time to do it.
No.
We decorated, and then Madison had to leave because Madison went and did something really cool that I'm jealous of, but I have a chance to do it later in the next month, which I'm excited to. So, Madison, explain to the people what you did yesterday, or Saturday.
That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but when people listen to this.
Well, so I went with his mom, his aunt, and his mom's friend to a place called Board and Brush, and it's a place where you get to paint your own wooden plaque, picture, something, like a box, a thing you hang on the wall, jewelry holder, something that's wooden. And so that's why it's Board and Brush. You get to paint the board. And so we went and decorated our boards and painted all that. But on top of that, we played a murder mystery game. And so while we were waiting for paints to dry and everything like that, we played that murder mystery game. When you got walked in, you got handed an envelope with your character. You got to read the synopsis and you got to read who your character was. And then after, you know, everyone was introduced, we said, okay, start playing, and we got to talk around to the other people, the other players, and talk to them. And then round two came, and you'll never guess who the victim was. It was me. So halfway through the game, I had to disappear, stick on a thing on me that says I'm a victim and like where I was found, and I came back out and everyone was shocked. And I think it was funny because whoever my character was like this rich heiress. And she just owned half of the estate there, and everyone hated her. And so I'm walking through, not expecting anything, and literally everyone is saying something like, oh, I don't like you. Oh, I can't stand you. Oh, why did you do this to me? And I'm like, oh, geez, I'm that person. So I ended up being the victim. So for the rest of the game, I couldn't talk, but I could investigate because I still didn't know who it was. And so we got to write down our suspicions, and then the third round, we got to have the main people talk to the crowd to explain themselves, and then we got to hear who the murderer was. And it was so fun. Those two activities were a really good. They worked really good together because we would stop the game to work on our boards, but then we would wait for our boards to dry or to finish or clean up, and then we would keep playing the game. Like, it was so fun. It worked out so well. I'm really, really excited about doing another one with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do one in late December. It's gonna be fun. I love murder mysteries. I think they're just the best. And yeah, it sounds like a great time. Saturday, not only while you were at Board and Brush having fun, I was having fun too. I was at home by myself watching the new, or it was WWE's premium live event called Survivor Series War Games, and it was so fun. I'm actually going to write a review tonight of it real quick and get up on the podcast website. But it, overall, super good event. The card was incredible. The returns, the shocking, like, I was speechless at the very end of it. If you're a wrestling fan, you know what I'm talking about. Overall, it was a fantastic card, and I loved every minute of it. And then today, on Sunday, Rodney and Diana, who are the owners of the Batcave, they are out of town for just seeing family and stuff for the holidays and whatnot. And today, Terrell and I got to run the store from noon to 4. We had about 30, 40 people come to the store, do some shopping, hanging out, talking to us. Madison showed up for a bit. Overall, I just love being at that store. It's a great time. It feels like home to me. And the people that come in are just super friendly, and they just love to talk about nerd things. Like, I mean, Terrell and I, two instances that stuck out to me. One, this 17-year-old came in today looking for some Star Wars figures, and he eventually bought some, and we were like, oh, you're a Star Wars fan? And his mom was with him, and his mom was like, oh, he doesn't really like to say this, but he's kind of a Star Wars nerd. And we were like, well, you're right at home, so are we. And we started talking about Ahsoka, Rebels. We started talking about, you know, the future of Star Wars. And it was just fun to see him kind of be shy at first. But then as we were talking about it, he had a smile on his face, and he kind of opened up to us. So it was really cool to see that. And then towards the end, you would have thought this was really cute. So a little boy, maybe about 6 or 7, and his mom and dad came into the store, and he wanted some wrestling figures. And he got a 2-pack of The Rock and Mankind, which are two wrestlers. And he got them, and he was talking about it. And we were like, oh, did you watch Survivor Series last night? And they were like, no, we're going to go watch it tonight. You know, afterwards, I was like, oh, y'all are going to love it. It's so fun. And the kid, you know, little kids, they just kind of talk randomly. And he was like, you know, if I was a wrestler, I'd probably be the champion. And I was like, oh, you probably would be. And I was like, but you need a championship belt to show that you're the champion. He's like, yeah, I don't have one. I've only seen them, but I think it'd be really cool if I could have one. But I would just really want to see one. And I was like, hold on 1 second. So I went out to my car, and I grabbed the belt that I have.
Oh, no.
His face was just, I mean, his jaw was to the floor. He was super excited. He wore the belt around his waist, held it up in the air like he was a champion. And then Terrell was like, hey, I'm going to get on the ground, and you're going to hold the belt up in the air and put your foot on my stomach. And so he took a picture of him like he just defeated Terrell. It was the cutest thing ever.
That's sweet.
And he had a great time, so really happy to that. But that's pretty much all we did the last week and a half.
Yeah.
2 weeks. This week coming up, it's going to be a new month. December is here. Yep. Normal back to work schedule for this end of November. And then on December 2nd. Not yet. December 2nd, we have a packed day with just so much stuff. I have an event at the Batcave. With a small local artist here. We're going to be doing an event there. Memfador will be there. And then after that, we're going to go to the Bartlett Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
And then after that, Madison is probably going to head out with her parents or with someone, or back home, and I'm going to go watch 901 Wrestling.
Yep. So. But to start off my day, I'm going to wake up super early and go watch the St. Jude race and watch Amber and Brooke run the race and all the other millions of people that get to run it. But I've been watching it for 3 years now, 4 years now, and I am so excited that I get to be part of this day for them and for everyone. So I will be doing that super early. Like, I think they need to start running at 8. So I gotta be down there and parked and walk to wherever I need to be super early. So I'll be doing that and watching it with Brian and I think Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to support them that morning. Then JT's doing his book thing. It overlaps that time. Then we'll meet up for the parade. Then JT will go watch wrestling, and I will go home and probably go to bed early.
Madison's going to join me for wrestling.
No, I'm not.
She is very excited for it. No, I'm not. Like, I mean, she's just dying.
Quit saying that.
That you're excited?
No. Okay. I'm not going.
Okay. But anyways, that will do it for us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, guys, we do apologize for, like, the off and on
just a lot of schedule. Big stuff has been happening on Sundays.
Yes, a lot of things have been happening. But we should be back to normal. I don't.
Let's hope. Well, actually, the next couple Sundays, I know Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, and then New Year's Eve is on a Sunday.
So there's going to be at least. Well, what we'll do is we'll wrap up the season then.
And then we'll wrap up before Christmas then.
Yeah. So
we only got a few more in this season.
Yeah. So thank you guys for staying with us, and until next week, we will see you then.
Next time.